This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's President Vladimir Putin's State of the Union address Wednesday came at a time when tensions with the West are at an all-time high, rocked by diplomatic expulsions and spy scandals. Some key flashpoints. Moscow Wednesday ordered 10 U.S. diplomats to leave Russia by May 21st, setting the date for its promise to respond in kind to the expulsion of its diplomats from Washington. Putin delivered his key annual speech just hours before countrywide demonstrations called by supporters of Alexei Navalny, who fear the life of Putin's best-known critic is in grave danger as he wages a hunger strike in jail. Ties with the West have also been rocked by a series of spy scandals, and a number of European countries have accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics. Chad woke up to an uncertain future Wednesday as the son of slain President Idriss Deby took charge following the death of his father, who had ruled the country with an iron fist for three decades. The presidency moved swiftly to put the reins of power in the hands of General Mahamat Idriss Deby and tear up Chad's constitution, establishing a transition charter. It lays out a new basic law for the desert country of 16 million people. The new charter, issued Wednesday, proclaimed the 37-year-old career soldier, like his father, will, quote, occupy the functions of the President of the Republic, end quote, and also serve as head of the armed forces. 22 COVID-19 patients at a hospital in India were killed Wednesday when the oxygen supply to their ventilators was disrupted by a leak. The tragedy comes as India battles severe shortages of medical supplies during a fierce second wave of coronavirus infections. The 30-minute leak from an oxygen tanker outside a hospital north of Mumbai cut a supply to 60 patients. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland launched a sweeping investigation Wednesday into policing practices in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, following a jury's verdict that former city police officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. The probe, quote, will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern of practice of using excessive force, including during protests, end quote, Garland told a news conference. Chauvin must now wait weeks to learn his fate after his Tuesday conviction. His attorneys are expected to appeal the verdict while George Floyd's family celebrates. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Remembering his brother's final words, "I can't breathe," Philonis Floyd says he can finally breathe, and others can rest a bit easier.
Justice for George means freedom for all.
But Courtney Ross says this is just one case. Her boyfriend George received justice, but others have not.
We need to reopen cases. We need to reexamine those that have not been served.
At the White House, President Biden echoed her message.
It's not enough.
Still, he says the verdict can be a giant step in the nation's fight against systemic racism. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Democrats are pushing the U.S. Senate to take up the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act in the wake of the guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial. The legislation Democrats are pushing would create national standards for the use of force, such as eliminating chokeholds, and create a national registry so police officers who abuse their power aren't able to move from department to department. After barely a year in office, the Lesotho prime minister's future hung in the balance Wednesday. This after an overnight split of his ruling party risked upsetting the parliamentary majority he needs to stay in power. Moketsi Majoro took power in May last year following the dramatic departure of his predecessor, who resigned amid allegations that he conspired to murder his wife in 2017. The European Union has reached a tentative climate deal that is intended to make the 27-nation bloc climate neutral by 2050. The European Commission said Wednesday it had postponed a decision on whether to include power from nuclear and natural gas in its list of permissible green investments. And Indonesia's Navy is searching for 53 people on board a missing submarine and is seeking help from Australia and Singapore, the country's military chief told Reuters Wednesday. The German-made submarine was conducting a torpedo drill in waters north of the island of Bali Wednesday, but failed to relay the results as expected. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.